This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. In a whole lot of places in this country, housing is expensive, really prohibitively expensive. Except you gotta live somewhere, right? And that can mean thinking outside the traditional house. So here with today's installment of our regular series, My Economy.
My name is Daryl Madden. I'm a communications consultant. I am a long-term resident of Southwest D.C., and I've been a long-term liveaboard boater for 13 winters. I remember my first boat, I think I paid probably $70,000 for it. But the interesting thing about it is, you know, it's very much like a mortgage. You can write off the interest, so there's all that kind of economic advantages that happens to it. I don't know if owning a boat can be considered affordable housing, but relatively speaking, compared to some of the other condos that are now here dotting their way around Southwest DC, it certainly is an option. Maintenance is the biggest thing involving a boat. So, you know, you have to stay vigilant with it. So this is back in 2013. As most people do, you go through a spring commissioning. The mechanic that was assigned to do the work had made a judgment and error, and a fire ensued. Basically burned the boat to the waterline. It's very humbling when you kind of leave and you go to work, and then you come back and you realize that everything that you have is basically gone. Literally, as the boat was continuing to burn, many of the people in this marina gathered things that I needed for the next 24 hours to help me to get through. It is just the way that they surrounded me and supported me during that time was just something that I'll absolutely never forget. I ask anyone, tell me of a community, particularly in a major urban environment like Washington, D.C., that not only do you know all the neighbors on your street, but you know every neighbor three and four streets down. That is at the heart of what it's like to live in a marina community.
Daryl Madden there from the Gangplank Marina in Southwest Washington, D.C. for our series, My Economy.